Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. I think it has stopped raining and the sun looks like it's coming out, so we will praise God for all of that. It was funny, as I was driving here, my first thought was, well, I can't see because it was raining that badly. My second thought was, the basement's probably flooded. And then my third thought was, we may not have a quorum for our congregational meeting that's happening after church, but it seems that all of those things are not true. So I'm happy that looks like we have enough people for our meeting. As far as announcements go for today, just a reminder, we are having a 7-minute, and I'm very committed to this 7-minute congregational meeting after church today to approve my terms of call and accept some nominations. Immediately following the congregational meeting, the deacons are going to have their monthly meeting in the library. I'm also committed to that meeting being rather brief so we can go and enjoy the rest of our weekend. Are there any other announcements that we should share? Have I missed anything? All right, let us begin our worship today with our call to worship. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise your name. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all peoples praise you. At this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, number 4, Holy God, We Praise Your Name.
Oh.
please join with me in our prayer of confession. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us to admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. By Christ's work, we are reconciled and united with God and with one another. Thanks be to God for the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Say now the words of our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. And the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Having been reconciled to God in Jesus, let us show signs of that reconciliation to one another by greeting one another in faith. Let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our choir's anthem.
Several prayer requests this morning. First is from Lynn Love for Cassidy Carson, Lynn's daughter. She's having her wisdom teeth taken out, and she has high anxiety about that. Is that she, Lynn, or she, Cassidy?
She, Lynn.
Okay. Okay, so there's a lot of anxiety about this. So please be in prayer for that. Next from Kathy Segi for Michelle Artiste. She is in St. Margaret's for diabetic complications of viral pneumonia. She's having a hard time getting well, and prayers that she recovers with no more complications. Another prayer request from Kathy for Lisa. Lisa's father has a flesh-eating virus that will not heal, and also Lisa's husband has Alzheimer's and has multiple health issues, and he is currently in the hospital. Kathy's asking for prayers for comfort for Lisa, that she is able to cope with everything that she is facing and going through. Prayer request from Janet Weckerly for George. George is having multiple health issues, prayers for healing and comfort. And also from Kathy for Wade Schmura, who is Kathy's cousin, and he is having multiple serious health issues, prayers for healing, that he finds our Lord and Savior. And I would just like to offer a praise request for our freedom, and thanks for those who have fought that we may have that and continue to fight that we may have that, and that we take time on this holiday weekend to remember them. Thank you.
Let us rise and join with me for our hymn of meditation, one of my favorites, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, number 753. Be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus prayed for his disciples and then sent them out into the world to proclaim the coming of your kingdom. By your Spirit, hold the church in unity and keep it faithful to your word, so that we may be one with Christ. In faith and love and service, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Today, Lord, we pray for Cassidy, who's nervous about getting her wisdom teeth out, for Michelle's pneumonia, for George, and for Wage. Lord, we also ask that you would strengthen those who face particular challenges. Lord, we pray for Lisa. We pray that you would heal her father's infection and that you would be with her as she cares for her husband. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we pray for everyone in our congregation who is traveling this weekend. We pray especially that you would grant them safe journey home to us. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Peru who experienced a devastating earthquake. Lord, we pray that aid would come quickly and that they would be able to rebuild. Finally, Lord, we present our joys to you with gratitude. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for the sacrifice our veterans have made and continue to make on our behalf so that we could continue to live comfortably here in America. Lord, on this Memorial Day weekend, we especially remember veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. We pray that you would be with their families and their communities who must go on without them. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Great and loving God, your will for us in Jesus is the peace which the world cannot give. Your abiding gift is the advocate he promised. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel every fear. Keep steadfast in love and faithful to your word, so that we may be bold to pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us continue to worship God by presenting our offering. Bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts to the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture lesson today is taken from John chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. This coming Thursday is a special day in the life of our church. Does anyone want to guess what we're going to be celebrating on Thursday? No, close.
Trinity.
What?
Trinity.
What? Close. You're getting closer. So what do we call the day when Jesus ascends to God? Ascension Day. Yes, yes. Only one person at the other church got it, so don't feel too bad. The Ascension. So on Ascension Day, we celebrate the fact that Jesus not only rose from the dead, but that he ascended, or he returned to the Father. Did you know that Ascension Day is right up there with Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost in terms of major church holidays? On Ascension Day, we affirm that Jesus is both fully human, but he's also fully God. We affirm that Jesus rules over all the earth, but that he also can intercede on our behalf to God. I think it would be fair to say that Ascension Day is the Presbyterian version of a feast day. On this day, we proclaim that Jesus is Lord of the world, and he's also head of the church. When we say this, we're emphasizing the social and political implications of Jesus' ascension. If Jesus has ascended, then there are no other rulers. All other rulers are just pretenders. Jesus reigns supreme. I wanted to give you all this background on the Ascension because the Ascension is where our scripture passage for this morning is headed. This text comes from what scholars call John's farewell discourse, or this is the part of the story where Jesus is trying to prepare his disciples so that he can leave them. I am going away, he tells them. But when I leave, my Father will send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to teach you and remind you of everything I have said to you. The Spirit will clarify all that remains hidden. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. On Ascension Day, I like to focus on how the Holy Spirit works within us as individuals. When we gather together in 2 weeks to celebrate Pentecost, we'll focus on how the Spirit works corporately or in the church. When people say that they feel the presence of God, what they're really feeling is the presence of the Spirit. The Spirit reveals to us God's will for our lives. In our Reformed tradition, we tend to talk about God's will in terms of faith. Our faith is what saves us because it is what unites us to Jesus. But we also believe that faith is a gift from God. It's not something that we can produce by our own merit. after Jesus tells the disciples that he is going to send his Spirit, Jesus also tells them that he is going to leave his peace with them. This peace that Jesus leaves with his disciples is nothing less than the presence of God. It is the Spirit that is going to make this peace visible. This peace, or this freedom from anxiety, comes to all of those who trust in God. And it is this peace, this feeling of the presence of the Spirit, that allows the disciples to let Jesus return to the Father. This peace is a gift from God for the people of God, given by the Spirit. But like the disciples, many of us lack peace in our lives. And a lot of us have anxiety about this feeling of being left. But the good news of ascension is that we no longer have to worry about being left by God. God is with us always, thanks to the Spirit. But the presence of the Spirit does not mean we will never experience loss or feeling like we've been left behind. All of us will experience this at some way or another when we lose a loved one. This coming week is an interesting week. In addition to celebrating Ascension, we also have another holiday we will celebrate, Memorial Day. A day where we remember and give thanks for the service that men and women who have sacrificed their lives for the sake of our country. It is good that we take a day to thank and honor these courageous, amazing, strong men and women. Our scripture passage for this morning reminds us, though, that the peace that God offers us is different than the peace the world offers us. The peace that God offers us in the Holy Spirit is available to everyone, slaves and free, men and women, Jews and Gentiles alike. Peace is the free gift of God for the people of God. In contrast to the peace of God, the peace that the world offers is really only available to a select few. In the world, we define peace as having enough resources to be free from want. And here we're not just talking about having a place to live, clothing to wear, or food to eat. No, we're talking about living in houses that are wonderful and beautiful and too big for, in my case, one person to maintain. We're not just talking about having enough clothing to wear. We're talking about having this walk-in closet with more clothing than we can wear in a year. And we're not just talking about having enough food to eat. We're talking about having more food than we could reasonably eat in a day, a week, or a month. The problem with the peace that the world offers is that it is elusive. Many of us will never attain it. And if we do, we may just find that it doesn't satisfy. On Memorial Day, we honor our fallen veterans for their service, while at the same time acknowledging that their sacrifice cannot compare with the peace that Jesus offers us. That's not to say that the sacrifice our veterans participate in on our behalf is not important. It is. But on national holidays, we have to be really careful that we don't turn our veterans into Jesus. Veterans' sacrifice protects our freedom as Americans, which is good and honorable. But Jesus' sacrifice gives us the gift of eternal life, peace with God and with one another. So this week that we've got ahead of us is a weird week. And one of the things I believe we are called to do as Christians is figure out how we can both support our veterans, but do it in a way that proclaims that our ultimate allegiance is to Jesus. So I thought about what are some practices we can engage in that allow us to do this. One of the things we might do is to participate in a prayer vigil tomorrow. I'm sure you've seen advertisements for them at churches or cemeteries. And these prayer vigils exist so that we can honor service persons who have died in the line of duty on Memorial Day. And what is so beautiful about prayer vigils is that they are able to hold all of the different emotions we feel on Memorial Day. We can honor veterans for their sacrifice while also praying for the families and communities they've left behind. Another thing that we might do this Memorial Day weekend is to go out of our way to support veteran-owned businesses. Making the transition from military life to civilian life is hard. We can support our veterans by spending our money supporting companies that support them, that employ them. A final thing that we might do is participate in activities that support our veterans. We can volunteer at the VA hospital. I'm sure you've seen a lot of runs or walks or workouts or parades that are going to be happening this weekend that raise money to support veteran causes. We can also make sure that we elect politicians that prioritize supporting our veterans. However we choose to celebrate our veterans this Memorial Day, we do this knowing that we are only able to do this because of the peace afforded to us in Jesus' ascension. The peace of God is one of the riches we stand to inherit as followers of Jesus. Followers of Jesus who are standing firm against the powers and principalities of this world that try to tell us that we can achieve peace through our own merit. The powers that try to tell us that true peace comes from acquiring fame or wealth or status. We can rejoice this Memorial Day and this Ascension Day because against the peace of God, the powers and the principalities of our age don't stand a chance. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, number 338, O Beautiful for Spacious Skies. Oh, a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a purpose to you being there. Christ, who dwells in you, has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.